The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church and happy early 4th of July. It's 2 days away. I hope you have a special time. It's an extended weekend, special time with family. I'm getting some feedback. I'm not sure. Can you hear that? Am I coming through okay? Okay. But I hope you have a special time with your families this weekend, as I see some families that are here with loved ones. It's a great opportunity for us today in our worship service to give God thanks for this great land that He's given to us in our country. We're going to do that also, not just in our prayers, but also in the songs that we sing as well. We have been truly blessed living where we are. We do have some announcements to share with the congregation. The first is, just want to give a thank you on behalf of Jan and Vicki Gunther for the work party that was here yesterday that did work out on the patio. Please take a look before you leave, because there was a lot of hard work done. It's just amazing. With just a few phone calls and shooting out an email, we had about 20 volunteers just yesterday. So that was just excellent, and everything's coming along just very well outside of the patio. The other thing to share with that is that next week, kind of preparing you for what we're going to do for worship next week right now, think about the temperature right now outside. Now, that's an important detail, because next week we are going to be worshiping out on the patio. Hopefully it's just like today. It's beautiful outside, and it should just be a wonderful time. So we're going to be worshiping next week, July 9th, out on the patio. It should be a great gathering. The other detail that I want to share with the congregation is that on July 12th, that's the date of the baseball game. I sent an email this week that did not have that date in there. It just said we're going to a baseball game. You were supposed to figure that out telepathy. You didn't figure that out from my email? Oh, man. So the baseball game is July 12th at 6:40 at Goss Stadium. So I apologize for that little detail. Kind of a minor detail, but, you know. I do have 30 tickets for that game. They're general admission. They were given to us by the Corvallis Knights. If you'd like to go, come talk to me, and I'll get you a ticket for you, your family, that evening. July 12th at 6:40. I think that does it. Just one last blurb about the community. This week, something important is happening in Philomath. That is the Philomath Frolic and Rodeo. If you want to find out details about the different events that are going on, there are brochures in the fellowship hall. Take a look and see how you can be a part. Are there other announcements to share this morning? Sally.
Okay, so Callie is gone for a couple weeks, and so I can't put anything in the announcements. But I wanted to let you know that we have this big, beautiful patio out there now, and we've been talking and we thought it would be really nice to get some equipment for the kids to play with. So if you have any of these things at home that you're not using that are in good condition and want to donate something, let me know. I'm going to read the list. A volleyball or badminton net, a volleyball, badmintons, birdies for badminton, a 20-foot parachute, parachute balls, jump ropes, beanbag toss, soccer ball, basketball, football, baseball, baseball mitts, bases, bats, frisbees, frisbee golf, trash can frisbee, a croquet set, gaga ball, bocce ball, and cornhole. Now, if you don't know what a couple of these are, I don't either, so you'll have to ask. You'll have to ask Pastor or somebody younger than me. Thank you.
How many people know what cornhole is? Who knows what? Oh, there you go. All right. So everyone that just raised their hand, they tailgate at OSU football games. Those are the tailgaters. Finally, we're getting a halftime report. It's always good to get halftime reports. And so we have one of our members here, Justin Johnson, has been serving as a camp counselor at Camp Lutherwood, and he happens to be here this morning. He was driving down the road and just wanted to stop by and say hi, so I said, Justin, why don't you give us a halftime report? How's camp going? So do you just want to share a few thoughts?
Yeah, I can share a few thoughts.
Yeah, what have you learned?
Hello, everybody. Can everybody hear me? Perfect. All right, good. My name is Justin Johnson, and I've been working as a camp counselor at Camp Lutherwood for the past 2.5 weeks, almost 3 weeks now. The first week and a half was staff training, so 10 days of staff training. It was constant staff training all day, every day, 10 days. It was It was a journey, a journey and a half. I'm just gonna tell a quick story about how I came to be a camp counselor. I was at baccalaureate for the seniors at Flint High School, and at one point they had us all pray around the graduate, and my family prayed for finding like-minded people and being able to express my faith to young youth. And the next day, their prayers were answered, and I got a call from Camp Lutherwood to come and be a camp counselor. So that was a shock to me, but it was awesome. This past week, we had a group of middle schoolers for confirmation camp. I had seven of them, and they all went through confirmation with their pastors. Did a lot of group activities with them, a lot of funky songs, a lot of dance parties, pool parties, and stuff like that. And then this upcoming week, we're doing some service projects around the camp, and then later on in the week, we have the adults with disabilities coming, our forest retreat, and those are adults aging from 18 to 73 that are gonna come in and party with us. And I heard there's gonna be a giant dance party and a bunch of games. So, and I ask that you just continue to keep Camp Lutherwood in your prayers, and just everybody that comes, that they're able to have a safe journey and just learn as much as they can. Thank you.
Cool.
See you, Justin. He has permission to leave before worship. He's going back down to camp.